views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening. Tis I, surrounded by Titania and Oberon, the king and queen of the fairies.
The queen and queens of the fairies. Wonderful, because this is our specialist subject this evening, isn't it? Elemental beings, the fairies. Mm. Do they believe in you? That is the question. But what's Psychic World all about? Well, it is all about you. It's all about your hopes, your dreams, and your aspirations in life. You can call in this evening and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, people often say to me, how is it possible for me to get a reading with the incredible Countess Starella? Do tell us.
Yes, I want you to look for me, dear listeners, in the wonderful world of oranum.com, oranum.com, where I appear every night in a very unique chat room where I use a magical art to help you find your dreams come true.
Dreams come true. Dreams do come true. And one of the dreams that came true for me, which is very strange, really. I was in a hospital. I'd been recovering from a very serious illness, and my brother was at my bedside. They're all very concerned about me. Apparently, as I woke up, I said to my brother, I'm going to America. Now, while I'm in America, I want you to make sure my wife's all right. Look after Mary while I'm gone. He said, John, you're in a hospital bed in Manchester. You're seriously ill. I said, I'd snapped out of this dream, you know.
Holy smoke.
I tell you, it was some years later that I was contacted by my publishers and said, you won't believe this, but we want to fly you to America because we've got an offer for you to appear on a Disney program. Ooh. And they flew me to America and Walt Disney put me on, and the rest is history. You know, I went on to sell hundreds of thousands of books, and at one point I was in the who's who in America of literature. So despite the fact that I woke from a dream, it did come true, and I did arrive in America, and I've been there many times. In fact, do you know something, Countess?
Hmm.
I'm here tonight.
Oh, well, you're here, that's right.
Yeah, here I am tonight by the magic of the internet, which at the time that I was seriously ill just basically didn't exist, because we're going back 25 years,
wow,
26
wow.
years. Yeah, but dreams really do come true. And people, if you have a dream, the best thing to do is to write your dreams down. Have you had dreams come true, Countess?
Hundreds of thousands. I say that every day. Miracles happen and dreams come true each and every day. I feel we're two of the luckiest people alive, John, because we've been able to do the thing we love, help people, and be fulfilled and happy as it occurs.
As it happens, yes, as it happens. And to this specialist subject that we're talking about this evening are elemental beings and the fairies. And I knew for a long time an eminent, educated, erudite gentleman called Professor Joe Cooper, who was the head of sociology for the Open University in the United Kingdom. And Joe and I used to go searching for elemental beings or fairies in the undergrowth. And Joe knew everybody, and he knew the people that owned the house where the Cottingley Fairies girls lived.
Oh.
That goes back to the 1920s. and they took photographs and said that these were fairies. Of course, they really weren't, but they did say to Joe that there were fairies at Cottingley Glen, and one of the cousins, because there were two cousins, actually showed Joe Cooper where these were. So many years later, Joe took me to show me this, and we went one afternoon into Yorkshire to Cottingley Glen, and we went down into the woodlands there by the stream and had a look for fairies, and I took a series of photographs, and in one of the photographs it does appear to be like an elemental being perched on a tree branch, which I've still got, and it's on my website. If you'd like to have a look at psychicworld.net, there are numerous photographs there of what I believe to be elemental beings, spirits, goblins, gnomes, elves, and fairies indeed. And Joe always said to me, he said, it isn't so much whether you believe in the fairies, it's whether the fairies believe in you. Because if we, according to one of my researches, that thousands and thousands of years ago, we were much more closely interacting with the fairies than we are today. And it only transpired when we became extremely materialistic that the fairies disappeared from our lives. Children, as you know, can see fairies.
And, certainly.
And your experience was it in your garden where you first saw fairies?
Yes, and from the time I was 1 year old, our mother allowed us to leave food out for them because she had seen them herself, and she was also a very unique and curious being and in tune with fairies, mermaids, and all sorts of interesting creatures.
Really? Yeah, I mean, people talk about putting out food for fairies. They say, well, we come back next morning, that the food's still there, they haven't touched it. But they don't actually remove the food and consume it in the way that we consume the food. They take the energy from
yes.
the food. And they assimilate the energy from biscuits or milk or whatever it is, so that it will remain in situ, but it is depleted of its natural energy. So that is how the fairies actually do take the sustenance. I suppose it's very much like the idea of Santa Claus. but then again, Santa Claus is a purely fictional character, whereas fairies, I don't think they'd be too pleased to be compared to Santa Claus. But my experience of the fairies is that you've got to be very cautious and treat them with a great deal of respect, because one can become pixie-led. Have you heard of that term?
Certainly, yes, it's true.
If you go into the woods and you treat their nature with disrespect, you can very quickly become completely and utterly lost. And that's what's known as being pixie-led, so that you suddenly find yourself back where you started from. We're going to come back. We're going to take a moment now to listen to a song that was written after I'd been spending some time in the woodlands of the Lake District with my grandson. And the following morning he woke and I said, come on, what have you been dreaming about? He said, I've been dreaming of a big fat tree. And this was put to music, the poem we wrote, the song that we did, and we sent it to our friends in America, Dr. Lois J. Barine and her colleague Jack Wills. And this is the song that they recorded with girls from the choir in Ohio. This is Big Fat Tree.
I was dreaming of a big fat tree.
We saw flowers, birds in the sky,
children laughing to a lullaby.
There was peace at last for you and me at the top of the big fat tree.
I was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see? Was a big fat tree.
We saw people in foreign lands. They were happy and holding hands. Saw rivers running to the sea from the top
tree. We had struggled, the climb was tough. You helped me when I had enough. So yes, together there was you and me. We had climbed the big fat tree. I was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see? It was a big fat tree.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Arenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Arenum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess Starella, you're doing really well. We've been discussing fairies, but do you know that fairies can be a little bit unsympathetic towards the human race?
I have heard this. Now, I've never encountered that little quirk, have you?
Well, yes. I can't explain this, but occasionally things will be misplaced. They don't just disappear, they become misplaced for a period of time. And one of these things happens is things like my wife's handbag will disappear. And she blames me. It definitely isn't me, you know. But the strangest thing is, then she'll go back and say, I've just searched this place and it's there. It's just suddenly appeared. How is this? I know that the fairies are playing little tricks upon us. And this very often happens after we've been into the woodlands of the Lake District. And it is the most wonderful place. If you ever get a chance to visit the United Kingdom, you've really got to go and see the Lake District. It is incredible. And it's full of power. It's full of elemental beings. It's full of fairies. It's full of spirits. And it dates back. The woodlands there have been untouched since before Roman times. There are Neolithic stone circles there. You never been, Countess?
No, but I'm dying to go. As a matter of fact, a number of my visitors on Arenum are from that area.
From the area in the Lake District?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, they too will no doubt experience that. But as I said, some of the fairies are very unsympathetic. And one of the worst of them is called a hobgoblin. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The goblins are depicted as having bushy tails and round caps and stand about a foot high. On my website, psychicworld.net, I've got pictures of goblins that I've taken in the woods. I'm always very polite to them because I'm very cautious that I may be entering into a situation here where they decide that they're going to do me some harm, because you've got to treat them with a great deal of respect. So when I go into the woods, I always say, hello, fairies, how are you today? You know, and I sing them a song or play them my flute. Have you played your guitar to them or your banjo?
100% yes. And at certain times, a twinkling light, just at dawn or just at dusk, a little twinkling light appears, almost like fireflies, and I'm sure that's a visitation.
Well, I do actually believe that we can see them. I have photographed them. And I went to a place in the Lake District, not far from Hard Knott Pass, which was a Roman road that led over to the seaports from the central of Cumbria, which used to be called Westmorland, yeah? And I was at a bridge there with a stream running underneath it, playing my flute. And then I said to my wife, take some photographs. I feel that the elementals are with me now. And in one of those photographs, there's a little elf pictured sitting on my shoulder, and you can see the elf in my air. Now, if you have a look on my website, psychicworld.net, look in the photo gallery there, you'll see a photograph of a little elf in my hair. I've sent this to numerous psychologists and parapsychologists and said, you know, if you'd like to comment on this, that basically say, well, it's an illusion. But if that photograph is an illusion, how about all the other photographs? I'm taking these on a a reasonably regular basis that I'm able to capture images. And also, we went to a place called Betsy Coed in Wales. Have you heard of Betsy Coed?
Yes, I'd love to go there.
In Betsy Coed, there is a place called the Fairy Glen. And it really is. It signposted the Fairy Glen. Yeah.
Wow.
So we went there with my wife. It's just a little bit too difficult for me to get down. But my wife went down and she took a series of photographs. And in these photographs, there are blue orbs. Ooh. Now, in these orbs, when you look a little bit closer, because I believe that the marvelous ability of digital photography today enables us to get right into the orbs and have a look. And you can see that there are faces in there, strange faces in these orbs, in various positions around the trees and the undergrowths in the Fairy Glen. And it really is. It's a place called Betsy Coed, and a very Celtic area. That's where the Welsh are. In fact, my mother's maiden name is Walsh, and that comes from the term Welsh, because it's the name that was given to the Welsh when they moved to Ireland. And part of my family is from Ireland, and they are a very very connected to the spiritual world. And one of my great aunts was a very famous clairvoyant. And it's from my aunt that I have obviously developed this gift. And she was well known in the area. In fact, a lady I know who is 97, almost 98, she had a reading from my great aunt when she was young.
Wow.
And she said she predicted exactly what was going to happen. She said, can't say I was very delighted, but it did happen. She said she told her she wouldn't marry the man that she wanted to marry. She said she wouldn't be able to do that. She would have to go in a different direction, and she did. And but eventually, she's arrived at the age of 97, and I saw her the other week, and she's just moved into, believe this or not, a new bungalow.
Amazing.
On her own at 97 years old. She's getting some support. And I go and see her now and again, and her friends do. It's come to that time in the show, you know.
A special time?
I've got to sing to you.
Oh, I love it when you serenade me, darling.
I call it singing. Some people might not agree. Ladies and gentlemen, you deserve this. Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows in, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River and me, Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're out the same rainbows and waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend. Moon River and me.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, famous British clairvoyant, and I, Countess Starella. And we have just entertained you with the brilliant Moon River, where I was spectacular and John, as usual, you were rubbish.
I was rubbish.
John, I take it back. You, just like so many greats from the past, have an endearing quality in your voice. Who says one has to be Luciano Pavarotti to be an endearing and charming singer? No, it is not necessary. One can hear the soul through the songs that come from you, John, and I love singing with you.
Well, that's been great fun, yeah. Even if I was rubbish. I'm going to read a poem. That's one of the things that I've always liked. And I know that the fairy people, they love poetry. And It may seem strange, folks, but I take my book of poems into the woods. My wife thinks I'm nuts when I do this. She says, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading the fairies some poems. And this is a poem that I read. This is the poem that I read at the side of Lake Windermere on a moonlit night. And it's called Silver by Walter Delamere. Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night in her silver shoon. This way and that she peers and sees silver fruit upon silver trees. One by one the casements catch her beams beneath the silvery thatch. Couched in his kennel like a log, with paws of silver sleeps the dog. From their shadowy coat the white breasts peep, of doves in a silver-feathered sleep. A harvest mouse goes scampering by, with silver claws and silver eye, and moveless fish in the water gleam, by silver reeds in a silver stream. Did you like that? Silver by Walter Delamere.
Very, very, very moving. That happens to be one of my grandmother's maiden names, Delamere.
Delamere, yeah, well, he was a wonderful, wonderful poet. He also wrote The Listeners, didn't he? Is there anybody there, said the traveller, knocking on the moonlit door. Seems to mention moonlight and in his poetry, which is very much something that the fairies love. They appear in the moonlight. And as I say, I have been down by the side of Lake Windermere and read that poem to the fairies at night. You've got to, people, listen, if you want to have the elemental beings, the fairies, on your side, like, then what you've got to do, yeah, is believe and get down there, interact, make them some music, read them some poetry. And we've got the fairies interfering with us right
now. You know what?
They
want to be in the show. They're jealous. They're hogging the show tonight.
Yeah.
Those are called the rap fairies.
Well, I mean, there are as we know, I've talked about hobgoblins that can do really difficult things in the house. But there's also we've got imps. Yeah. Do you believe in imps? I mean, if you believe
absolutely
in elemental speeches, you will believe in imps. And imps have been accepted throughout history, yeah? Imps have been accepted throughout history. Indeed, the writer Edgar Allan Poe, yeah? Wrote a short story called The Imp of the Perverse. Yeah? Do you know that? Have you heard that story? The Imp of the Perverse.
Good.
It's about a man who commits a serious criminal offence, and he absolutely gets away with this, except he can't stop himself because on his shoulder is the imp of the perverse that keeps whispering to him, and he eventually goes into the police and he hands himself in. I did it. It was me that did it. He was driven to do it by the imp of the perverse. Edgar Allan Poe covered a lot of mysterious subjects.
And, well, he's one of my favorites. My mother raised us on his work.
Yeah.
I love him.
Also in Ireland, we have leprechauns. The typical Irish leprechaun would have a tall hat and a green jacket and stand very small. I'll tell you a little story about this. It would be about 8 years ago, my daughter and her husband and son were going to Ireland, and I said, look, yeah, take this camera, you're going to go to a waterfall, and when you're there, you'll take a photograph, and we'll get a leprechaun, because you're going to see a leprechaun. You've got to be joking. I said, no, please, just do this, yeah? So they took this camera off me, and when they came back, they'd taken about 100 photographs all over Ireland, and specifically at waterfalls where I asked them to go. And I mean, being very psychic, I got all the photographs up, and I said, it's this one here, and picked one out from nowhere. When we zoomed in, there on a branch leading over the waterfall was a leprechaun. Whoa. And listen, you don't need to just take my word for it, people. Have a look on my website, psychicworld.net. There is the picture of the leprechaun. And it looks very much like a leprechaun should, except that it's exquisitely small. It's very, very tiny. But because of the magic of digital photography, you can actually get in there. It was the same as when I went to Betsy Coed. There was a waterfall there, and I took some photographs. And you can actually see that there's like a, it looks like a deer, like wild animals appearing in the actual waterfall. And I took a series of photographs, and you can see them in there. Once again, a lot of these are available. You can listen, everybody, you know, to the shows that we've recorded. They're available on YouTube. You've seen them, haven't you, Countess?
They're great. I love them. What a legacy. What a heritage.
Well, they're all the shows that we've recorded. They're available on YouTube. All you've got to do is to go into YouTube and type in Psychic World, yeah, radio show. And you will come up with, I think there's about 30 of them now. There may be more than that. And you can take your pick from all the shows that we've done on Transformation Talk Radio and have a listen. So if you've ever phoned in, unlike the people who didn't phone in tonight, but if you've ever phoned in and you want to listen, it's there. It's on YouTube. It's Psychic World Radio. And just type that in into YouTube and you'll get through to the list. And there's also a selection of my poems there that I have read. Just before we go, Countess, and we are reaching the end of another amazing show, would you please tell us how people can get in touch with the incredible Countess Starella?
Yes, they will be very happy that they have visited me in the wonderful world of oranum.com, oranum.com, where I hold nightly and almost daily court, and I promise you, greater thrills than Harry Houdini. Come on down, folks. You will have the time of your life, and your challenges will be transformed in a matter of moments.
That's very good. I've been into your room, and I particularly like the atmosphere because you make it light, you make it happy, and I've been in there, and you've been singing.
I love to sing for them.
Yeah, and you've been singing in this wonderful voice, but you were a professional singer, weren't you?
Oh, were and
you
always
still
will
am.
Be.
Certainly. Still are.
Many
still
years
are.
All over the world.
Yeah, did you sing in Japan when you had your radio show, TV
Oh,
show?
Heavens, yes. They love jazz there, so that was a big hit.
Did you sing in Japanese?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
How do we say goodnight in Japanese?
Minasama, domo arigato gozaimashita. Oyasuminasai and mata aimasho, ne?
And that's good night. Goodness me, how did they ever get to bed? Countess, thank you for joining me this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been wonderful. You've been great, and I've been John G. Sutton. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.